We've spoken on this show before with Milwaukeean Adam Carr. He's been on the show for a variety of projects, from public art to a children's book he had a hand in.
But one story that hadn't been told was what drives the seemingly tireless Carr. Lake Effect's Aisha Turner went in search of the answer to that question and learned about how he's using his unique role in Milwaukee to shape a new kind of community.
Back when Adam Carr was a radio producer, he was a bit of a tumbleweed, rolling into communities, telling stories, and leaving before he really had a chance to establish a connection. Now, as a freelancer, he's changed his approach.
I'm not exactly a tumbleweed. I'm kind of like a truck with a bed full of plants on it that drives around.
Sticking up dirt.
Yeah, sticking up dirt.
Adam is still one of those people that pops up all over the city. I found that when his name comes up in conversation, someone will tell me, "Oh yeah, Adam Carr, I know that guy." It's often followed with, "So what does he do anyway?"
I've always been a little bit chameleonic. Like, I've always been a person that's participated in many communities and had friends and participated in the city in a way that's been really broad, I guess.
Here's a quick background. He grew up in Milwaukee. He attended Rufus King. Then he went to college in Minnesota. And after graduating in 2007, he spent a little time abroad. Then he wound up back in the city, canvassing for the 2008 elections and working for 88.9. Now, he just kind of does his own thing. Adam takes pictures, he's been involved in public art projects, he's written a children's book about Milwaukee, and he does web work for the Neighborhood News Service.
The basic definition that I will give for what I do here is I work in Milwaukee at the intersection of community and communication.
Sometimes those intersections are literal. Occasionally on Saturday afternoons, you'll find him on a yellow school bus, introducing Milwaukeeans to parts of the city they'd never been before, or maybe teaching them the history of a place they'd been but had never really thought much about.
Hey, I'm Adam Carr. I will be your tour guide today.
And one recent tour started at Haymarket Square Park. He took participants around to see some of the places key to the 1967 open housing marches.
When we do get off the bus, let's just try to be a relatively well-oiled machine. Don't wander off. If we do a head count and we're a couple short, you just have to take an Uber. We'll just know you're gone, so we're not going to look for you. Just kidding.
On this Saturday afternoon, Adam's experiences collide. Adam is also the co-chair of the March on Milwaukee 50th, an ongoing effort to honor the city's civil rights history and spur contemporary activism.
You don't ever know what kind of opportunities will arise, and I think the opportunity to be involved in the 50th anniversary of one of the most important untold stories, I do frequently remind myself of, like, wow, it's really lucky that I get to be a part of it.
He says the committee's work doesn't come without its challenges.
We're an extremely intergenerational group. We're a group of people across a lot of different sectors and backgrounds. I think the story itself and its legacy and its in the current moment of our city, there's some really complex racial dynamics that exist in doing the work. This is sort of like taking all the different nuances of the different languages or cultural languages that I've come to understand or speak. It sort of asked me to use all of them.
He's gained that experience by traversing so many communities. And I thought that maybe he does this work all over the city in celebration of the city because he loves this place. He told me it's not that simple.
I love Milwaukee in a way that it breaks my heart almost every day. I feel let down by it because I feel like it's capable of so much more than what it does.
He points to the city's racial and economic disparities as part of his disappointment. He also gets frustrated when he sees privileged communities ignore the problems that persist.
Then what makes me like love being here is that the people that I feel connected to, who I work alongside every day, and the people who are doing incredible work around Milwaukee, is that like a lot of what people are doing to untangle that dysfunction or offer alternatives to the dysfunction, like other ways of being and seeing each other and relating to each other and building communities, like that makes me feel optimistic. So I guess like I love being here is that even though we have like a lethargic civic dialogue a lot of times, what makes me feel love for this place is that like there are a lot of people that are building an alternative to like this lethargy and this amnesia that we have in the city.
I'm Aisha Turner, 89.7 WUWM.